It's 11:50 a.m. on day four. I'm about 15 kilometres south of Gympie, which is about 170k from where I started today. Today is a tough day. I've just been tired right from the start. I spent far too long messing around with my computer last night trying to get it to work properly, and in the end gave up and went to bed at 10:30, but still got up at 3, so only 4.5 hours sleep last night, and really not feeling too fresh today, and it's a long day. From Gympie I've still got more than 140 kilometres to go, maybe 150, before I get to Childers, which is my goal for tonight. As I'm sure you can hear, this is a busy road. Road north of Brisbane Main Highway. Lots of trucks going up to the growth areas around Gladstone, Mackay further up. Just riding up a hill. First part of the day was riding from Mount Gravatt, which is 10 kilometres south of central Brisbane, through Brisbane and out the northern side. Proved to be a good move going so early. I had quite a fast run for a city anyway, going through the city. Even managed to get a lot of green lights, but still a slow trip, because you do get some red lights and there's a lot of hills and roundabouts and stuff like that. Anyway, and then as you head out of the northern suburbs, the main highway north goes, turns into a motorway that bikes aren't allowed on. So then I had to navigate my way around some more minor roads till I got to a part of the highway where I was allowed to rejoin. That winding around took me past the very spectacular, pretty Glasshouse Mountains. They're precipitous little peaks springing out of the plain, clad in tropical vegetation in an undulating area. Not continuous, they just pop up here and there around the place. Also went past the Australia Zoo. It was founded by Steve Irwin. That was about, I guess, 8 o'clock this morning. Not far past Australia Zoo, I stopped in the little town of Landsborough and got myself a very welcome big brekkie. Some very friendly ladies in the cafe came out and wanted to know all about the trip. And it was a very nice big breakfast, so I enjoyed that. But as sometimes happens, I dilly-dallied a little bit and I ended up staying there about 45 minutes when I meant to stop for 30 minutes. So that's 15 minutes I've been trying to make up ever since. Not long after Landsborough, I did rejoin the main highway north, and then I was allowed to ride in the breakdown lane of the freeway for quite some distance until the freeway ended. That allowed me to make up some time, although it wasn't always easy riding because there are a lot of quite big hills, long slow ascents, long slow descents, and in my very fatigued state of mind, I found those to be very challenging. I do have a little bit of a following wind. It's a bright sunny day, temperature's about 23. So riding up the hills has actually been quite warm, and I'm certainly working up a sweat and working on my tan, I think. I'm really looking forward to stopping in Gympie for lunch. Then it's about 80k to Maryborough, where I'll stop and think I'll have an early dinner, try and keep the stop as short as possible. And then it's another 60 kilometres from there to Childers, where I want to stop tonight. When I stop at Gympie, I'll call ahead and try and book a motel, because it's likely to be close to 8 o'clock by the time I arrive tonight, and I don't want to be looking for accommodation then. I've got another 300 and something kilometre day tomorrow scheduled as well. Hopefully it'll go a little bit easier today, because there's no city travelling to start with. Allows me to get a few runs on the board early before breakfast, not so tiring. If I have an early dinner tonight, and I've decided from now on I'm not going to mess around too much trying to send the larger files like the podcasts each night, I'll just send the smaller files like the diary and the GPS track. Cut down on time wasted. I can't keep on going on 5 or less hours sleep a night. At some point I'm going to crash, and today's become very tedious. Once I got past the motorway section, which sort of went behind the Sunshine Coast, although you could never see the sea, it's now come out onto mainly grazing land, with lots of little hills, so it's hard to get rolling. It's got a lot drier around here. The state government has plans to build a big dam around here to deal with southeast Queensland's water shortage, and there's been a lot of protest signs along the road against the dam, including marks showing where the water level will be once the dam is full, to make their point. But I wouldn't say there's anything particularly remarkable about this area, so if you've got to have a dam for water, this is probably as good a place to have it as any. There are a few cane fields around. I saw a lot of pineapples earlier. But mostly it's fairly dry sort of grassland. That's it for now.